Welcome to Nonprofit Showcase, and this is your host, Fred Black, and we're at 97.9 WCHL, and today we're just delighted to have three wonderful ladies from Voices Together. Yasmin White, who is the founder and CEO of the program, Jean Johnston, who is the director of development, and Jenna Witcher-Lahef, who is the director of program and training. Thank you, ladies, for being with us, and welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fred.
Well, let's start with Yasmin. I know from previous discussions with you and your wonderful opportunity that you invited my wife and me to come to the afternoon session you did some time ago, Voices Together is a specialized music therapy model program. So what does that mean?
Good question. We often get misinterpreted because people hear music, which is what is so special and wonderful about what we do. However, it's using music as a tool towards goals, whether they're educational, therapeutic, using it for growth for individuals. And, we're at a point right now where about one in 68 individuals are identified with autism in our country. And it's a real challenging situation because these individuals have a really difficult time with the easiest things that we take for granted. Speaking, listening, socialization, just expressing how they feel. And when this frustration happens, there's also, I think, one of the things we talk a lot about in our organization is the symptom of that is often behavioral. So the behavioral aspect can isolate not only the individual but the whole family from the rest of the community. So we have set up this really fun and at the same time deep program that is a group process and is spontaneous and natural. Has a natural setting where children, teens, and adults have the opportunity and we give them the tools to express themselves, who they are, interact. Well, partially through music. And that's where what I really wanted to emphasize. It's speaking and it's singing. And it's alternating purposefully between the two.
you incorporate it. So that it's seamless,
yeah,
and it encourages this development that you're trying to achieve.
Absolutely, you trick the brain, because you're so engaged. And I was we were talking earlier. I've done talks where I've used that the Queen song "We Will Rock You" and had people think about their bodies and what the music actually does when they first hear it. And it's pretty amazing. It structures the brain, it structures the body, and it gets you engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have all of the M&Ms that everybody is offering little kids to say things or to do things. The cookies, if you give a cookie, what is that book, the children's book? If you give a cookie, a monster a cookie.
If you give a mouse a cookie.
If you give a mouse a cookie. We don't need cookies. Mm-hmm. We have this incredible motivator.
Yeah. So, Jenna, what do you do to get the programs that she's talking about accomplishing these goals?
So I work with the music therapist involved and make sure that they are trained and ready to provide the programs to kids in school systems and the community.
How many people are involved with this training that you're doing?
So currently we have two music therapists on staff, and I work with them individually to make sure that they're prepared to...
Is that a degree you earn in college now?
Yeah.
Yeah, music and therapists? we have just, gone from four to two recently because we're really focusing on different development pieces in our organization because of an expansion we're expecting will be happening in the next year or two.
We'll get to that too. So you've got the therapist working in the various programs. How many kids would be in a typical program?
So in a classroom that may range from 5 to at maximum 13. In our community groups, we like to cap it at 10 individuals in a group.
Mm-hmm. And the age range would be?
From 3 to 65. So we pretty much got the whole range down. 65 is probably our oldest client right now.
But you break them into groups, so?
Yeah, based off of age and then goals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But our largest population is the schools.
Okay, well, tell me, you go to the schools and help teachers. How do you do that?
Well, we're in five school districts. We go into classrooms and we once a week. And the groups are anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour a week. And the teachers are so, for the most part, really invested in what we're doing. So we're building capacity in the classroom.
Uh-huh.
And recently, the superintendent of public schools, Dr. June Atkinson, came and saw one of our programs and was, we were talking about how do we get this across the
state. Did she bring money?
That's what we're working on.
we'll talk about that too, right, Jean?
But that's what we do. We go class to class. Our music therapists travel quite a bit.
And they're in self-contained classrooms. So they're in classrooms where the students are in that classroom all day long, so they're not being taken out to go to traditional classrooms.
What do they call it? Mainstream?
Mainstreamed, okay. Yeah. So they are not mainstream. They're in a self-contained
so
classroom.
So you come in and deliver the music program that you have for that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you're tracking progress of the kids so you know
So in the school systems, we do teacher evaluations where the teacher will fill out pre and post assessment forms to see how the kids are measured for their social and emotional development, asking for help, how are their peer-to-peer interactions, and we take that data and measure it. Now, for our community groups, we do monthly progress notes for our clients.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yasmin, I should have asked this at the beginning. You're the founder and CEO of this. What triggered your motivation to do this?
I was working with individual kids with autism in a private practice, and I was seeing these results. We had kids that started speaking for the first time. Kids would respond to me and interact with me, and I thought, their real challenge is responding and interacting with each other. And so I felt like this was in an isolated situation, mm-hmm. and that really the biggest impact we could have was to have groups to work to figure out how do you, everybody's trying to figure out how to teach social emotional learning or how to teach socialization. And so if you have a group situation where you are, where spontaneous things can happen and you're giving the tools so that they are always feeling successful. An individual feeling successful and motivated it's half the battle.
Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll pick that up, and then we want to hear from Jean about how she funds all of this for you. But this is a Nonprofit Showcase, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Nonprofit Showcase, 97.9 WCHL. And we're here with three wonderful people from Voices Together. And Yasmin was just talking about what motivated her to do this. And you wanted to finish a thought on that, Yasmin. What did you want to end with in terms of people responding or the young people responding from this approach and how you then saw opportunities?
In order to socialize and in order to communicate and in order to have people understand what you're feeling, it's all one thing. You need to have a situation or a group or a setting where everyone is motivated, where everybody is enjoying or at least engaging in what they're doing. And it is impossible to teach socialization like math. Mm-hmm. It has to be dynamic. It has to be multi-layered. And it has to be spontaneous and natural. And so that's what motivated
me. So that's the kind of program.
And that's the kind of program. And it's based on, we have our own curriculum. And that's what people don't really understand is we actually have real material that we're teaching in so many layers and so many levels.
Well, let me ask Jean, as the director of development, how do you make all this happen?
Well, it's not just me, it's everybody. Remember, everybody in the organization always does what we would call fundraising, friend raising. And Yasmin's carried the bulk of this for many, many years. But I want to go back to something that Yasmin said, and that was where we are in such an important and critical phase right now. As she said, we have two music therapists, and we generally have more. We made the decision, because we're going into this incredibly critical phase, where we want to take all this wonderful model teaching and our method out to more people.
Okay, so your strategic plan is to expand your coverage.
Our goal is for replication in the school systems for all of North Carolina and to take a parent tool and offer it nationally. That is our goal.
Well, and that's an ambitious goal.
Well, and we've had, I didn't mention, we have some very important partnerships. Duke University has gotten comparative data on us that says there's significant increase in language, communication, socialization. This is huge because it's very hard to get. So we are actually, in fact, evidence-based. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. It's taken us 3 years. We have Dr. Jerry Dawson, who was a principal investigator on our research team, who is the head of the Autism Center for Duke University. And so it's been really exciting to work with these important people and for them to be interested in what we're doing. The other partnership...
So it's validation.
It's total validation. And we've had the William R. Keenan Jr. Charitable Trust support us for 2 years, big way, for a national replication model. So, and then the third piece has just happened with Dr. June Atkinson. We have meetings coming up at the Department of Public Instruction to start talking about, okay, we have a curriculum, you know, we're starting to develop a teacher toolbox, and how can we scale this across the state? So it's an exciting time for us, but it's definitely a time where we have to pull in and get all of our ducks in a row.
And Jenna, you are obviously engaged in more and more training.
Yeah, correct.
Because of this.
So this year we're piloting our teacher toolbox, and we're piloting it with several teachers to work on.
So what's a toolbox look like?
Well, that is an excellent question. We're in current development right now. And
this isn't like the one you get at the hardware store.
I would hope not. But we're working with these teachers to give them the tools to help their students increase their socialization and communication
and they're
in the classroom.
Specially trained for working with autistic kids.
Correct. Yeah, they're special education teachers, and we'll be giving them tools to help enhance their classrooms.
And using that music to bridge the communicative opportunities.
Right. It's kind of music and technique and method, both, you know?
Music, technique, and method. I like that.
Yeah.
And then when you go out and talk to organizations or individuals, Jean, what is your message that you leave with them?
Well, to the point where she talked about us being evidence-based, there's a lot of different therapy groups and wonderful music therapists, too. But evidence-based is a very critical piece to give you pretty good credibility. And that's one of the things that helps when I talk to people. They know that this has been researched and that it is scientifically based, and that's very important. But also that we are in such a big phase that we cannot expand unless we start to expand our funding as well. And that's why we're in our development phase right now, because we're not working just on the teacher toolbox. We're going to be working on a tool for parents as well.
That they can use in their homes.
That they can use in their homes and maybe in their cars. So it's a very big undertaking for our staff. And it is to come to an observation is when it kicks in with a lot of people. That's an important piece for them to see what we do. Then it clicks and they say, oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
But when you're able to take a tool to help parents struggling with autistic children and other types of developmental disabilities and give them tools that will work for them other times, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. That is what people are just craving.
They're hungering for that.
We have no lack of demand for our what we do. We have a lot of demand. We just need to be able to expand our capacity.
Yeah.
And because of that, Fred, that's why we really want people to not only come to our website, but call us and find out ways that they can help us. And we do have one event coming up on October 1st, and it is being held actually in the Triad area in Greensboro, North Carolina, called the Music at Big Purple.
Music at Big Purple. Okay. Yeah. And we will make sure we give everybody the website and contact information, and we'll do that in our last segment. But quickly, Yasmin, before we go to break, say a teenager walks in for his class. What happens initially when they come in? What do you do with them?
Well, we have everyone sitting in a semicircle. We have our program is very structured, and yet there's a ton of creativity, spontaneity inside of it. So where everyone's sitting in a semicircle, the music therapist is in front of this semicircle, and they come and they find their seat. And the thing that is so attractive to these kids and to most people is that it's a structure that they can understand.
And it's repetitive each session.
It is, so you know. They don't have to relearn. The songs stick in your head. What is that called?
Habits,
like music worms?
The habits become important.
Yeah, the habits become important. The music.
Let's take a break, and we'll pick up that thought when we come back, because we do have to take that break, and we'll be right back with Nonprofit Showcase featuring Voices Together, and this is your host, Fred Black. Welcome back to Nonprofit Showcase with Voices Together in this episode of our showcase. And Yasmin White, the founder and CEO, was just telling us what a typical session's like. The young people are sitting in a semicircle, and the therapist is in the front, and you go through some exercises initially?
Well, we have the schedule written. It's in the same order every day. It's on a whiteboard. And the music therapist starts by, you know, he's chatting. Everything that we do is purposeful. The way he's chatting, the way he's engaging or she's engaging and bringing the group in.
And sensing the moods of each of the students.
Right. And we talk about opening the space. We have a very particular approach where we validate each individual. It's really their group. It's what we call non-directive. And so it's all about them discovering themselves and us supporting and getting them there. So the music therapist will often start by saying, what do we start with? And the group will usually say, because that's how it starts, find the... Jenna, you can say
beat.
Find the
beat. And whoever's whoever the music therapist will kick in that beat from the keyboard, and everybody claps together. And what's happening is the brain
is
just
is
like
engaged.
Scooping. Oh my gosh, it's like a glue. You can see it from the back. If you're sitting in the back of the classroom, you know, the kids are fidgeting around, and all of a sudden the beat starts and you see the kids just like completely on engagement. They're
it's
engaged.
It's cool because you literally watch each individual be an individual, and you see them click in and
become engaged as a group member.
Yeah. Yes.
And they've done it repetitively.
This is something so hard for these kids. Is to function in a group, to feel like part of a group, to feel successful in a group. So just them being able to sit for that hour and be engaged like that is huge.
So the sessions are just 1 hour at a time.
They're 1 hour at a time. But we have data that shows that this generalizes.
I see.
That teachers and parents are seeing changes in their kids. And this is where the evidence base comes in. Yeah. And this is where the science comes in.
And that's important. Jean, if somebody wanted to get in touch with Voices Together and find out more information or make a donation, what can they do?
It's pretty simple. Our website is www.voicestogether.net. That's www.voicestogether.net. Or they can, this is how simple our emails are. I'm Jean, J-E-A-N-N-E, at voicestogether.net. Yasmin is Yasmin, Y-A-S-M-I-N-E. At voicestogether.net, or Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, at voicestogether.net. Now, how simple is that?
You can't get any simpler. And you have a donation link on there, I assume?
Absolutely. On our website, we have a donation drop-down menu. We also have a special scholarship named for a Brenna Curry scholarship that also helps with people in may not be able to afford the full cost. And we do everything we can to.
So you're
to keep
helping
that.
Without financial barriers stopping it.
Yes, that's what we try, and that is where we need the help. So again, www.voicestogether.net. Please call us,
or you just put Voices Together in Google,
and it's gonna
pop up. And we've got a Facebook page too that we keep updated.
Okay.
So please.
Well, there's a link there too.
Yep.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being with us, and wish we had more time, but Voices Together, what an amazing program.
Thank
you so much for sharing. And this is Fred Black, your host. And come back and see us next time.